The city of Racine will be the first in southeastern Wisconsin to experiment with vehicles that can be operated without a driver. But Racine leaders say it will be a while, maybe a long while, before there's a lot of use of autonomous cars and buses in that community of 78,000 people. WUWM's Chuck Hornbach reports.
Racine Mayor Corey Mason has been pushing his municipality to live up to its 2019 designation as a smart city. Briefly put, the title means harnessing technology to improve livability and sustainability, including in public transit. At a news conference yesterday, Mason unveiled a potential new player in Racine's Smart City lineup.
And it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to all of you today the Racine Badger.
The Racine Badger is a small electric shuttle bus, red and white, except on the front, where it's painted with a black and white badger's face. It'll be tested at Gateway Technical College's lakefront campus in Racine and on some nearby streets. The UW-Madison is a partner in the project. David Noyce directs that school's traffic operations and safety lab. He says the Racine Badger is big on using sensors, including ones called light detection and ranging, or LIDAR.
You know, sensing forward, backward, sideways from the LIDAR standpoint, camera vision, and then the GPS coordinates, that's how it maps its route and sees what may be available or in the way of the vehicle as it's moving forward.
Noyce says he tested a different autonomous vehicle in Madison a couple years ago and learned how to program it, set the global positioning system course, and how some of the basic technology works. The tech partner for the Racine Badger is Perrone Robotics, a Virginia-based software firm. Perrone's Tony Piper sat behind the wheel yesterday and took people for a ride. After about 100 feet, he changed the Badger to autonomous mode, and it was hands-off the steering wheel.
Where it's at in the world, and away we go.
The vehicle then cruised for about a quarter mile down a programmed route along a lakefront road. Piper did keep his right foot close to the floor pedals.
The rule of autonomous driving is you want your foot to be where your vehicle wants to go. So if you want to go straight and continue moving like on a freeway, you don't want to stop. So you cover the gas. In a situation like this where stopping is probably more appropriate, you cover the brake.
This ride in the Racine Badger was trouble-free. We asked Mayor Mason what performance data he has to see from the vehicle before it would get use in the community, either with or without a backup driver at the wheel.
Make sure it can work in the real world, if you will, in a climate that can be unforgiving in the wintertime, right? And really make sure that if we're going to deploy this technology, that it works and it works in settings that people will really face.
Mason says he does not have an exact date when the experiment would be over and real use would start. But the Wisconsin Department of Transportation is already touting potential benefits of autonomous vehicles. DOT Secretary Craig Thompson says they could dramatically reduce the number of traffic deaths.
The promise is it can reduce them down to zero because they're going to sense whether it is another vehicle, pedestrians, all of that it can sense and make sure that it stops and doesn't hit another vehicle, another individual.
Thompson says some newer cars already have dynamic cruise control that automatically slows down the vehicle when it gets close to another one, as well as programming that helps vehicles stay in their lane. Professor Noyce of UW-Madison acknowledges that the autonomous vehicle experiment comes as Milwaukee and other cities are dealing with an upsurge in reckless driving. But he says the vehicles can operate like drivers ideally should.
That they don't speed, they don't do things, you know, so that's where we hope to get the system to.
With help from the new experiment in Racine. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.